亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，主内平安。让我们一起聆听神赐给我们的宝贵话语，撒迦利亚书第十二章第十到十四节。第十节，我必将那施恩叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民，他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的，必为我悲哀如丧独生子，又为我愁苦如丧长子。那日耶路撒冷必有大大的悲哀，如米其多平原之哈达临门的悲哀，境内一家一家的都必悲哀。大卫家，男的独在一处，女的独在一处。拿单家，男的独在一处，女的独在一处。利未家，男的独在一处，女的独在一处。示每家，男的独在一处，女的独在一处。其余的各家，男的独在一处，女的独在一处。读经到此。
我们谢谢江黎景弟兄为我们诵读经文。
I greet you all in the blessed name of Christ, our Lord and Savior.
我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
Please keep your Bible open to Zechariah chapter 12.
请仍然打开圣经到撒迦利亚书第十二章。
How we thank God that in our nation of Singapore we can enjoy such peace.
我们实在要感谢神，因为我们能够在新加坡这样的一个国度里面来享受平和平。
But how about God's chosen nation, the nation of Israel?
神的所选的这个国度以色列又怎么样呢？
We know that Israel is not in peace, but at war.
我们知道现在以色列并不是在和平的当中，他们在战火之中。
And if you read today's newspapers, you'll see how there is no truce.
那如果你有看今早的报章，你就看到说当中就没有停火的事情。
Rockets are still flying out of Gaza.
在加萨那个地方仍然发射火箭。
And Israel has to keep on defending herself.
那以色列还是仍然需要来维护自己。
So when will peace ever come to the nation of Israel?
因此，什么时候真正的和平会来到以色列这个国度呢？
God did promise that one day Israel will dwell peacefully and prosperously in her land.
神曾经应许说，有一天以色列将会就是很安稳的，就是能够继续的繁荣在那土地上来继续的繁荣。
And it will come on the final day of battle, the battle of Armageddon.
那最后一场的征战，就是哈米基多敦的征战将会来到。
And all the nations will go against Israel.
那一切的这个万国各国世界各国都会来攻占以色列。
And Israel will cry out to her Messiah.
以色列就会向弥赛亚来呼求。
And Messiah, the Lord Jesus, will come down to deliver them.
那弥赛亚就是主耶稣基督就会降临来拯救他们。
And we read this in verse 9 of chapter 12.
那这也是十二章第九节这里所告诉我们的。
And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem.
第九节说，那日我必定义灭绝来攻击耶路撒冷各国的民。
Today we see the Arabs, the Palestinians going against Israel.
今天我们看到亚拉伯人还有巴勒斯坦人在跟以色列来征战。
But one day, The nations of the whole world will go against Israel.
有一天，世界的各国就会来跟以色列来征战。
Even the United States of America.
甚至是美国也会这样做。
Now the USA is a friend of Israel, but one day it will become an enemy.
现在美国是以色列的友好的国家，那么有一天他却要成为他们的仇敌。
And Israel will find that her only friend is God Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom they have crucified.
那以色列就会发觉到说，他们唯一的朋友就是主本身，就是耶稣基督，就是他们所钉死的那位耶稣基督。
And the Lord Jesus will come and save them nationally, physically.
那主耶稣基督就会亲自的来拯救他们，就是拯救他们整个的国度。
But at the same time, the Lord will also come to save them spiritually and to save their souls.
不但是这样，主也同时是要来，就是在属灵上来拯救他们，就是要拯救他们的灵魂。
Today, many of them are not Christians.
今天在以色列当中，有许多人都不是基督徒。
But one day, they will acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and will be born again.
有一天，他们将会承认耶稣基督是他们的救主。他们也要重生。
And this we find from verse 10 right through to verse 14.
这也就是从第十节到十四节让我们看到的。
So in verse 10 we read, And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplications.
第十节这么说，我必将那施恩叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民。
So God promised here that he will pour upon the house of David.
那神在这里应许他将要就是浇灌向大卫的家来浇灌。
What does this pouring mean?
到底这浇灌是什么意思呢？
Now recently we have heavy downpours in Singapore, showers, rain coming down.
我们最近在新加坡有许多时候就倾盆大雨雨从天降下来。
So the Lord here, when he says, I will pour, he is speaking about showers. And these showers are showers of blessing.
那在这里，当主说到说浇灌，那他是说到说要从天降下雨来，这是施恩的福雨。
And he will bless Israel richly and greatly.
那他将大大的来赐福于以色列人。
And here it says he will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
那在这里他就说到说要浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民。
This refers to the Jews, the Jewish people, not to Gentiles, to us, not to us who are Gentiles, but to the Jews.
那这里所指的是到指的是犹太人，那就是犹太的这个民族，而不是指我们这些外邦人。
And he will pour out what? He will pour out the spirit of grace and of supplications.
那他会浇灌什么呢？他会将这施恩的就是的灵和恳求的灵来浇灌于他们。
And the spirit of grace and supplications here refer to the Holy Spirit.
那这施恩还有叫人恳求的这个灵呢，是指着圣灵而说的。
The spirit is the spirit of grace.
那这圣灵是那施恩的灵。
And the Bible describes the Holy Spirit as God's gift to us.
那圣经也描述说圣灵就是神所恩赐于我们的。
And it's a gracious gift. In other words, it's something given to us when we do not even deserve it.
那是个充满恩典的这个礼物。那也就是说，意思是说，我们所得的是我们所不配的，不配得的。
And it's a spirit of grace because it is a spirit of salvation.
那是施恩的灵，是因为这它也带来了救恩。
And This spirit of grace here will cause us to realize how sinful we are and then to cry out to God in faith for His salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这圣的灵就要让我们看到自己是多么的就是污秽，那么就要来向神呼求，求神来救赎。
And that's why it's also called the spirit of supplications.
那因此这灵也被称为是恳求的灵。
So once the Holy Spirit comes and convicts your heart of sin,
那一旦圣灵来到你心中，让你来知罪。
He will also give you the faith to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他也要赐给你的信心来信靠耶稣基督。
So that you will confess your sins and also confess the Lord Jesus Christ.
因此你就能够来承认自己的罪，也能够来就是接受耶稣基督。
It will move you to pray and to pray for mercy. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
那他将会感动你。 来祷告，那就向神来认罪，来祷告，承认自己是罪人。
And I'm sure this is something that you and I have experienced at one point in our life.
那我相信这是你我在生命当中的某一点，某一个时刻当中所曾经经历过的。
How the Holy Spirit convicted our heart of sin and moved us to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ by purely by the grace of God through faith.
那圣灵是怎么样的来感动我们，来就是知道自己有罪，而愿意来相信耶稣基督，来就是来信靠他。
And one day Israel will experience this.
那有一天以色列将要就是经历这样的事情。
And then it says here, and they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced.
那而且这里他也说，他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的。And
this of course can only refer to the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然这必定是指着耶稣基督而说的。Jesus
was pierced on the cross. The nails went through his hands and his feet.
那在主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上。 那钉是穿过了他的手掌，还有他的脚。
Who pierced him?
谁这样子刺他呢？
The Jews.
就是犹太人。
The house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
那也就是大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民。
Did they not tell Pilate, crucify him, crucify him?
他们不是这样子叫比拉多来钉他十字架吗？
And so Jesus was pierced on the cross.
那因此耶稣基督就被钉在十字架上。
And here we are also told that they shall mourn for him.
那这里我们也看到说，他这里说到说，他们将要为他来悲哀。
So 2,000 years ago, when they nailed him to the cross, they were very glad and very happy. They were rejoicing over the death, right, of the Lord Jesus Christ because they hated him.
那在2000多年前，他 当他们把他钉在十字架上的时候，他们是带着欢喜快乐，他们就是在那边歌颂赞美，因为他们把他钉在十字架上，因为那时候他们是耶稣基督的仇敌。
One day they will also look upon him, but this time they will not be happy. They will be very sorrowful.
那但是有一天他们要来仰望他，那这时候他们就不再那么欢喜快乐，因为他们将要悲哀。
They shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn.
那他们要为他悲伤，好像丧独生子，又为他来愁苦，就好像丧长子一样。
So they will be sorrowful because of having lost someone who is very precious to them.
那他们将会因为知道说，觉察到说，他们失去了一个对他们来讲是很宝贵的一位的，因此而感到悲伤。Just
like someone who is mourning for his only son, and one who is in bitterness for his firstborn.
就像一个为着自己 独生的儿子来悲伤，为着自己独生儿子的死，或者是他的长子来悲伤的人一样。
And of course, here his only son, and for his firstborn, is pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only begotten Son of God, who is the firstborn among many brethren.
那在这里所说的独生子还有长子，就是指着耶稣基督，因为耶稣基督是神的独生儿子，而且是众人当中的就是那长子。
And they will be very regretful. How could we have hated this Messiah and Savior who had come and then crucified him? We should have loved him. We should have worshipped him. We should have served him. And they are very regretful for what they have done in the past.
他们将会感到懊悔。那他们本来应当是很好的来爱戴、来敬拜、来侍奉这位耶稣基督，但是他们却做了那些的事情，那因此他们会懊悔。
You know, they would also be very sorrowful and regretful because they have missed out on all the blessings they could have received from the Lord if they had only believed 2,000 years ago.
那要知道说他们的懊悔和悲伤乃是因为他们失去了本来原本他们当得到的那些的福气，在这过去的年日里面所当得的，因为他们就是不信而没有得到。
All the spiritual blessings meant for Israel are all received by us Gentiles who believe on the Lord Jesus today.
那这些的福气本当是属于以色列的，但是他们没有得到，反而是给了我们这些外邦人，因为我们信靠耶稣基督而得这些福分。
The faith, the hope, the love, the joy, and the peace that we all experience, they are so wonderful. Israel could have experienced, but they are not experiencing this because of the sin that they had committed.
那我们所经历的信、望、爱，这一切都是多么的可贵，我们都经历了这些，这些原本是属于以色列人的，但是因着他们的罪，因着他们的不信，因着他们都没有经历这一切。
So the Jews will one day mourn and be very sorrowful and would have been very regretful and repentant of all the wrong they had done against the Lord Jesus Christ in the past.
那因此有一天犹太人都会为这他们过去所做的这些错事来感到悲哀、悲伤，就是懊悔。
But when they look to the one whom they have pierced, will there be salvation for them?
然而，如果他们来仰望这位他们所扎的这位救主，是不是他们会得到救赎呢？
Well, the Lord Jesus Christ, although he was crucified by wicked hands,He was crucified for their sins.
主耶稣基督虽然是被这些邪恶人的手所钉死，那但是他却是因着他们的罪而被钉死。
So if they would repent of their sin and wickedness, the Lord surely is ever ready to forgive them even now.
如果他们愿意的为着自己所犯的这些罪恶来就是懊悔的话呢，那其实他们即使是现在他们这么做，他们也要得到饶恕。
The Bible tells us if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
那圣经告诉我们说，只要我们愿意承认我们的罪，主是信实是可靠的，他将要赦免我们一切的罪过。
And so they will look upon Him.
因此他们将要仰望他。
And this look is a look of faith.
那这样的一个仰望是凭着信心来仰望。
They will believe on him.
他们要信靠他。
Their eyes will be opened.
他们的眼将要打开。
They shall see and acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们不但是要看到，而且是要承认耶稣就是基督。
And in Revelation chapter 1 verse 7 we read.
那我们来看启示录第一章
Revelation chapter 1 verse 7，
我们看启示录第一章第七节。
It says here, Behold, he cometh with clouds, And every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, Amen.
启示录第一章第七节这么说， 看啊，他驾云降临， 众目要看见他， 连吃他的人也要看见他， 地上的万族都要因他哀哭。 这话是真实的， Amen.
When we humble ourselves and mourn for our sins and look upon the Lord Jesus, we will be saved.
当我们为着自己的罪来悲哀悲痛的时候，那我们仰望他，我们必要得着救赎。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 4, we are told, Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
马太福音第五章第四节也这么说，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
And then in Psalm 51, verse 17, we read, The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, God will not despise.
那诗篇第51篇第17节也这么说，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
And we know very well from Isaiah 53 how the Lamb of God was pierced, was sacrificed on the cross for our salvation.
那在以赛亚书53章，我们也清楚看到说，那羔羊是怎么样的为我们被钉，为这救赎我们而受害了。
So in that day, verse 11, there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem as the mourning of Hadadrimon in the valley of Megiddon.
那这十一节，撒迦利亚书12章11节，我们继续看，就是这么说，那日耶路撒冷必有大大的悲哀，如米基多平原之哈达林门的悲哀。Now
what is this mourning of Hadadrimon in the valley of Megiddon?
那这个在米基多平原之哈达林门的悲哀是什么？ 怎么回事呢?
Well, this event can be found in 2 Chronicles chapter 35.
那这一件事件可以在就是历代志下第35章给我们看到,
where the Jews mourn for the godly king Josiah who was slain in the valley of Megiddon.
那时候犹大人为着那敬谦的王就是约西亚 他死在这米基多的这个谷里面，那么他们为着他来悲哀。Now
Josiah was a very good and godly king.
那约西亚是一个很敬虔好的王。And
when he died, the people were very, very sad.
当他死的时候，那些人民都感到悲哀。Because
they loved him so much.
因为他们实在爱戴他。Well,
on that day when they mourn, for the one whom they have pierced on the cross, while they mourn because now they truly are very regretful for their sins, and now really they have suffered such great loss, they now want to love Jehovah, even the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come to save them.
那因此有一天当犹太人就是为着他们所扎的这一位来悲哀的时候，那他们将会 为着他们所做的这一切的错，那而懊悔，他们会愿意的回来，来就是来信靠耶和华，就是他们的救赎主。Today
there's no such mourning in Jerusalem.
那今天在耶路撒冷没有这样的悲哀。You
know, if you talk to the Jew about Jesus Christ, they may get so angry they'll stone you.
那如果你今天去告诉犹太人，跟他传讲耶稣基督，那他可能会就是用石头来打你。Remember
one time I picked up courage to talk to an ultra-orthodox Jew.
那我回想到说，我曾经有一次就是提起勇气 来向一个非常近迁的这些保守的犹太人来传讲的时候。
It was in Jerusalem at the Wailing Wall or the Western Wall.
那就是在耶路撒冷，在这个西墙，就是库墙那里。
And many of the Jews go there to pray, especially the ultra Orthodox Jews. You know, they have their black hat and black coat.
那很多这些犹太人都在那边来祈祷。那特别是那些很近迁的这些保守的犹太人，我相信你看过他们，他们都是戴着一个大大的黑帽，穿的黑色的衣服的。
And so I went up to one and asked him about his Bible, which I call the Old Testament.
然后我就上前去跟他询问，那就是关系到说他的那个圣经，就是我所称为旧约的这个圣经。
He got very angry.
然后他就感到很生气。
What Old Testament?
那什么旧约
？To them, the Old Testament, their Hebrew scripture is not Old Testament.
那对他们来讲，旧约就是他们希伯来的这个圣经并不是一本旧的这个圣约。
We as Christians call it the Old Testament because we have a New Testament.
那我们基督徒把它称为旧约，是因为我们还有一本新约。
To them, they don't believe in the New Testament.
那对他们而言，他们不相信新约。
They don't believe that Jesus Christ came and he was a fulfillment of the Old Testament.
那他们不相信说耶稣基督来到，那他已经就是成全了那旧的约。
So the Old Testament to them is just a testament, God's testament to them, and it's their Bible, just that book.
那因此旧约对他们来讲就是神唯一给他们的这样的一个新约，就是他们唯一的约，他们所相信的那个经典。
So you can see how they still reject the Lord Jesus Christ. And the whole of scriptures, even the New Testament that we have.
那你就看到说他们拒绝是如何的拒绝耶稣基督。那不但是这样，他们拒绝圣经，特别是这新约的圣经。
When I was in junior college, I had a friend who was a Jew, a classmate who was Jewish.
那当我还在初级学院就读的时候，我有一个同学他是个犹太人。
And I tried to share with him the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那我曾经尝试跟他来传耶稣基督的福音。
But when he heard the name of Jesus Christ, he pointed his finger at me and said, "You don't ever mention to me that name again."
啊，当他一听到耶稣基督的名的时候，他就用手指指着我说，你千万不要再跟我提起这个名字。
He was very angry.
那他很生气。
Of course, the name of Jesus means so much to us. We love that name.
但对我们来讲，耶稣基督是对我们是这个名字是何等的宝贵，我们是多么的爱这个名字。
But the Jews, they continue to hate this name.
但是犹太人他们还是继续的厌恶恨恶这个名。
But the grace of God is such that one day the Lord will turn their hearts and make them love this name.
神的恩典是这样子的，神。有一天将要使到他们的心回转来爱这个名。
God by His grace, something that we don't deserve, something that the Jews don't deserve, He will melt their hearts, give them the faith. They will humble themselves, mourn for their sins, and then believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
那神因着他的恩典，那是一些是我们所不配得的，也是以色列人所不配得的，但是神却要使到他们的心来被融化，来回转，来归向，来信靠他。
So in verse 12 to 14 we read, And the land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, and the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart, and the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart.
那我们继续来看，就是撒迦利亚书十二章十二到十四节这边说，境内一家一家的都必悲哀，大卫家男的独在一处， 女的独在一处；拿单家，男的独在一处，女的独在一处；利未家，男的独在一处，女的独在一处；四美家，男的独在一处，女的独在一处；其余的各家，男的独在一处，女的独在一处。
Now, what does this mean?
到底这是什么意思呢？
This means that God's salvation plan is for the whole of Israel.
那这告诉我们说，神的救赎计划是要给整个以色列民族的。
There will be national repentance.
那是给这整个以色列国，那他们全国都要来悔改。
Now in verse 12, we read of the house of David.
在十二节就提到大卫家。
And the family of the house of Nathan.
还有那拿单的家。
We know that David was king of Israel.
那我们知道说大卫是耶稣大卫是曾经是以色列的国王。
And Nathan was his son.
拿单是他的儿子。
So this refers to the royal house of Israel.
那这就是指着说以色列的皇族家世。
Speak about the kings of Israel.
那是讲到说以色列的王。
And then the next verse, in verse 13, talks about the house of Levi.
那在十三节就提到利未家。
And the family of Shimei.
还有这四美的家。
Shimei was grandson of Levi.
那四美是利未的孙子。
And Levi was priest.
那利未就是祭司。
So here we are told that the royal family and the priestly family all will be converted to the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后因此我们就看到说，不但是王的全家，还有这祭司的全家，他们都要就是被他们都要悔改来归向耶稣基督。
And all the families that remain, every family apart and their wives apart, so all others also, the people in that final day, their eyes will be opened and they will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
那还有十四节说其余的各家，那也就是说所有的其他的人啊，他们都要来悔改来归信来相信耶稣基督。
And we read of this in Romans chapter 11 verse 26.
那我们也能够从罗马书第十一章二十六节来看到这一点。
Romans chapter 11 verse 26.
罗马书第十一章二十六节。
And here we read, For I, and I will read to you from verse 25. It says here, For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that the blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
好，我们从第罗马书第十一章二十五节读起，二十五、二十六节这么说：弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了，于是以色列全家都要得救。如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。
So Israel is now blind.
啊，因此我们看到以色列现在是盲目的。
But one day Israel shall see.
但是有一天以色列将要张开眼睛来看。
And all Israel shall be saved.
那全以色列家都要得救。
All those who have been elected by God, elect Jews, all will be saved.
啊，那些被神所拣选的，那些神所拣选的犹太人都要得救。
Just like we who are Gentiles, because we are elect of God, we are saved.
那就像我们虽是外邦人，但是我们蒙神的拣选，我们就得救了。
And so today, God still issues this offer of salvation to you and to me.
那因此今天神也仍然把这个救赎来就是赐给你和我。
And also to every Jew.
也赐给 每一个犹太人。
If they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, they shall be saved.
那只要他们愿意来信靠耶稣基督，他们就要得救。
If we mourn for our sins and do not harden our hearts,
啊，如果我们为着我们的罪来悲伤，而我们不硬着心。
But repent of our thinking and our ways and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved.
那我们为着我们的思想来懊悔，那我们来信靠耶稣基督，我们就要得救。
Have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ?
你是否已经相信了耶稣基督呢？
If you have not believed, I urge you, please believe on the Lord Jesus today.
那如果你还没有相信的话，我恳求你，你今天就来相信耶稣基督。
Don't be like the Jews.
不要像犹太人一样。
2000 years ago,
2000多年前
their wonderful Lord and Savior came.
他们的这美妙奇妙的救主来到。
They rejected him and crucified him.
他们拒绝了他，而且把他钉在十字架上。
And they hated him.
他们恨恶他。
And because of this, they lost so much blessing.
那因着这样，他们失去了许多的福气。
And throughout their history, misery after misery.
那在他们的历史当中，我们看到啊许多悲哀的事情一件一件的发生。
How many more years do you have to live?
你还要活多少年呢？
Why do you want to live in misery?
你为什么要活在这样的困苦中呢？
Jesus has come.
耶稣基督已经来到了。
The gospel is preached to you.
福音也向你讲明了。
Jesus died for your sins and rose from the dead.
耶稣为着你的罪死在十字架上，而且从死里复活了。
Believe on him right now.
现在就来信靠他。
Don't hate him, love him.
不要恨恶他，而是要爱戴他。
Because he is your only savior.
因为他是你唯一的救主。
And then if you believe on him right now,
而且如果你现在就来相信他的话，
Your sins are forgiven.
你的罪就会得赦免。
Your place is reserved in heaven.
你在天堂的这个天堂就有地方为你而预备。
And then the rest of your life until God calls you home will be a life full of blessing, full of joy, full of peace.
那你接下来剩余在这地面上剩余的年日，一直到主耶稣召你回天家的时候，那在这地面上所过的生活就是充满着福气，充满着欢喜快乐。
So don't wait until it's too late.
那千万不要等到太迟了。
Today, if you will hear his voice,
如果你今天来就是来听他的话语。
Do not harden your heart.
那不硬着心。
Do not delay.
不再单言。
Believe on the Lord Jesus today.
现在今天就来信靠耶稣基督。
And you will have his salvation, so rich and so free.
你就会得到这丰丰满满的这个救赎恩典。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for the good news of salvation in Christ.
我们在天上的父，我们感为着耶稣基督所带给我们这救赎的福音，我们实在要感谢你。
And we see that thou art such a gracious and loving God.
我们实在是看到你是何等的慈爱，而且是充满恩典的一位神。
That although Israel has sinned against you so greatly, yet you show such love for Israel.
虽然以色列人是如何的得罪你，那你却仍然向他们显明你这莫大的慈爱。
We also, O Lord, have sinned against thee.
主啊，我们也是得罪了你。
And we are very sorry for all our sins.
我们也为着我们所犯的错来感到懊悔。
Forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
求主饶恕我们一切的罪恶过犯，好叫求主来洁净我们。
Have mercy on us and save us.
让我们能够成为圣洁，求主就是恩待我们，拯救我们。
We believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们相信，我们要来依靠耶稣基督。
In His name we pray.
奉靠他的圣名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.